Welcome on board for a daily journey to discover hope and a richer sense of faith, family, and purpose in life. It's the Debbie Chavez Show on DebbieChavez.com.
Welcome, friends and neighbors. So glad to have you on board as we journey through life together. And sometimes life gets a little bit, well, there are bumps in the road, shall we say. Sometimes you have unexpected things happen to you, stressful things happen to you, traumatic things happen to you, and you could indeed end up suffering from what we call post-traumatic stress syndrome. Certainly many of our soldiers are familiar with that term. In fact, I was reading an article recently in the Seattle PI just a couple of weeks ago. An independent new study had reported that roughly one in every five U.S. troops, that's 20%, have survived the bombs and other dangers of Iraq and Afghanistan, but now suffer from major depression or post-traumatic stress. They're estimating about 300,000 U.S. troops suffering from either major depression or post-traumatic stress syndrome. That's huge. That's a lot of our guys, a lot of our men and women. And apparently only about half of those with these kinds of problems have sought treatment. Well, we want